Welcome back to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710. We now begin hour two. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Steve Rose's editorial in the Kansas Red Star, in which he plays fast and loose with the facts and just a sloppy piece of work. Anyway, par for the course for Steve Rose. Talking about that and talking about the larger issue of proof of citizenship when people register to vote. It's a very big issue nationally. Kansas is one of four states that requires proof of citizenship. There are other states that are considering it. And I hope more states do it, because the problem of aliens registering to vote is a big one, and they're voting. We had the case of the election stolen in North Kansas City with 50 aliens voting in a Missouri legislative race when the margin of victory was only one vote. We have cases in Kansas, many cases of aliens voting, and we've done a great job of documenting in Sedgwick County just how many aliens we found in the last few years. It's unbelievable. You can show the left all this evidence, but they just plug their ears and close their eyes and go, nah, 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 don't want to hear about it. And they just keep on saying voter fraud is non-existent. Well, they can keep on chanting that, but we'll keep on producing the facts. And now in Kansas, producing prosecutions in the cases of double voting, which are the first of several prosecutions we brought. All right, let's go back to the phones. Next up is Doug in Leawood. Hey, Doug, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Hey, Chris. I think they wrote the article to distract the people from the real truth. I don't think Chris Kobach has anything to do with hurting the poor, but, you know, our court system does, and we've got an incarceration rate that's way out of control. Our jails are loaded, and they're making more felons out of people than ever, and when you make a felon out of somebody, you can't vote. So...
Well, it depends. It depends on the state. So in Kansas, you are temporarily deprived of the right to vote while you are under supervision of the state. So if you have a 10-year sentence and you're paroled, you know, the whatever the duration is of your sentence, you can't vote. But you can get your right, your franchise back in Kansas. Some states take it away from you permanently, but not Kansas.
Yeah, but you see the problem. You know, our poverty... The greatest gifts of our country have come from poverty. The Son of God came from poverty. What is wrong with everybody? We should be doing everything we can to protect the poverty and get everybody out of poverty.
Oh, amen. And, you know, it just so happens that the nanny state is not the way to get us out. That's one thing we've learned after... LBJ's Great Society and the failure of the Great Society programs of big government largesse to end poverty. Did that end poverty? No, not at all. And now we've got the use of these programs by the Obama administration to get more and more people dependent on the state. That's why the Obama administration was advertising to get people on food stamps.
When you have the illegals in here and they're using our system against us, that's one way they're doing it.
And they're making Americans poorer, because illegal immigration drives down wages, and those wages are lower, and the American working U.S. citizens are working for lower wages because of illegal immigration.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody that's illegal in this country should be on quarantine. They can't use our system to use it against us.
Well, I think we should start enforcing our laws, and a lot of those illegal aliens will go home, because that's what happens in past examples where we start enforcing our laws vigorously. But hopefully we'll have a Republican president in not so many more months. What are we looking at now? 9 months to the swearing-in of a Republican president, I hope, and then we can see our laws enforced once again. But it's been a long time. Well, hey, Doug, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go next to Jay in Overland Park. Jay, you're on with Chris Kobach.
Yes, myself, coming from different countries, especially Middle Eastern, Africans, and perhaps some Asians, 50 years ago, there was no birth certificate in those countries. People just, believe it or not, I didn't have birth certificate until I was almost 10, 12 years old. Because there
That's
was
interesting. I did not realize that 50 years ago they didn't have birth certificates in that part of the world. Of course, the good thing is, under the Kansas system, your naturalization document can use to prove your citizenship anyway, because your birth certificate wouldn't suffice prove American citizenship anyway.
Absolutely. The point I'm trying to make, people in the United States are not aware, because they never went overseas to live in those countries, see how their society, runs, and how government, you know, take care of things. Not because the government didn't want people to have, because nobody cared and the government didn't have a system in place to give birth to this. So going back to, so for that reason, Obama has born in Kenya, according to two friends of mine, two grand, you know, kids or two nephews, actually, friend of mine. They are about almost Obama age. And they were in Hawaii attending the schools with Obama. Obama was the only black boy in that school. And then they asked him, where are you born? Where are you coming from? He said, I'm coming from Kenya, and I was born there. And they have a solid evidence that was that's what happened. So now, when they born there, or any other child like Obama, that the mother is American or father, the reason they cannot give them birth certificate because of their mother or father being American or Western countries or any other country, they won't give them birth certificate. So when the mother brought him to United States, then whenever she brought him back, they had to give him birth certificate here because of the mother. So in reality, he was born there. Now, whether that's legal or illegal, only law can say that, and that's the way it goes. So people shouldn't be confused. That's exactly how it works. You can talk to any foreigner. They'll tell you the same thing I'm telling you.
Well, Jay, did you have any thought on the Steve Rose piece?
Well, you know, people like him, a bunch of fools, that they really are the enemy of our nation. And they're making such a stupid comment. I became citizen, and I immediately start voting. I didn't have no problem. I still don't have any problem. And there is no reason that we should not have, you know, control of people who are not supposed to vote. Hey, we have even citizens here who are felony. They cannot vote. It has nothing to do with just a foreign, coming here.
Yeah, or if you don't register, you know, there's a large percentage of people who just never bother registering, and they can't walk up and vote on election day either. You know, the idea that because a state has rules, that somehow those rules disenfranchise people, that's absolutely wrong. You can, if you're a U.S. citizen, the Kansas law, you will be able to prove your citizenship and you will be able to vote. And that's the one thing the ACLU has scoured the state, tried to find somebody who actually is a U.S. citizen but can't comply with Kansas law. They haven't been able to find such a person because there is no person. it's a common sense requirement, but common sense is in short supply. Over at the ACLU. Well, hey, Jay, we're going to take a quick break. I appreciate the call, as always. Folks, if you're hanging on, keep hanging on. We'll take your call after the break. If you'd like to call in, we have another line open. 576-7710 is the number to reach the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Visit OverheadDoorKansasCity.com or call 816-512-1512.
Serious. Funny. The KCMO Facebook page. Find out what those around you are thinking and how they picture it. We want your input. KCMO Talk Radio, 103.7 FM and AM 710.
This is Mark Comfort, owner of Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours and Travel, and host of Vacation Views. And I'm inviting you to tune in every Saturday from 10 to 11 to find out about the wonderful world of vacations. We'll be talking about ocean cruises, river cruises, and all-inclusive vacations all across the world. So tune in every Saturday from 10 to 11 on KCMO Talk Radio, 710 AM and 103.7 FM, and you deserve a great vacation.
If you want to increase the strength of your retirement assets, income, and legacy, we have good news. Protecting Your Retirement Radio, heard Saturday mornings at 9, is the place to learn how to safely accumulate, grow, and enjoy your retirement assets. When appropriate, we recommend the use of safe modern-day fixed annuities that are built retirement tough. Can't wait until Saturday? Call Protecting Your Retirement today at 913-648-2700 for a free, no-pressure visit on strengthening your retirement. That's 913-648-2700.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict, an epidemic. Where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Hello, friends. I'm Ernie Rodini, your host of the Better Horses Radio Show. Make sure you tune in at 9 every Sunday morning right here on KCMO Talk Radio 710 AM or 103.7 FM. When it comes to horse information and even cattle information, we're your connection.
Life after military service is different. Many veterans find transitioning difficult, feeling lost and uncertain about the future. These feelings don't take away from a veteran's strength, courage, or sense of duty. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, the power of one person, one connection, one act of compassion can make a difference. For free 24/7 confidential support, call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1, or visit veteranscrisisline.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-467-1443. That's 1-800-467-1443. 1-800-467-1443. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all
talk
states.
That's what we do at KCMO Talk Radio, 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710. If you're just joining us, we're talking about proof of citizenship to register to vote. And the article by that brilliant editorial writer, Steve Rose, in the Kansas City Red Star, claiming all kinds of factually incorrect things about how I'm part of some nefarious plot to stop poor people from voting. Just absolute garbage, but hey, that's par for the course now. From Steve Rose. All right, let's go back to the phones. We can talk about Steve Rose, the Kansas City Star, or the larger issue of proof of citizenship to vote. Next up is Danny in Shawnee. Hey, Danny, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
I don't worry about anything Steve Rose says, except for that there's a few people that actually, you know, are gullible enough to take him seriously. And I imagine a very few, considering the poor circulation numbers of the Star in recent years. But having said that, and Steve Rose, isn't he also the one that said about you that you would even stab a friend in the back or something like that if it got you somewhere or something like that? Or
I can't remember if he said that. He said some really bizarre and just
basically that
crazy things about me. Yeah.
Yeah, basically that was kind of the gist of it. I'd like to, on some other episode, kind of comment on that. But for this thing, I'm just going to say that I don't think, for one thing, I don't think Donald Trump is going to, if he makes it in, is going to have a great effect on curbing things that we need changed, including that. And I'll give you a little reason why I think that. All we have from Donald so far, and this is going to relate to immigration, if you let me air it out, get it all the way unwrinkled, okay. Raveled here. But so far, all we have from him is just a lifelong record of being a liberal, contributing to Schumer and Pelosi and the likes of that. And we have things like in even his own words, he says he wants to be neutral to Israel. I'll let you go comment on that in a minute, but I let me just kind of get this out.
Stick to the issue of immigration. I don't want to wander too far.
Right, right. So far, we have, and you can't be neutral on Israel, obviously. But so far, all we have from him is words. And Cruz at least has a thing that he's seemed to adhere to a conservative code and some Christian values. Out of Trump, you have just kind of a lifelong time of being a liberal, having strip clubs and gambling industry promotion. He was kind of manufactured by the TV industry, probably not unsimilar to Warren Buffett's sudden rise and things like that.
Well, but you said at the beginning of your call that you thought Trump would not improve the situation with regard to illegal immigration. How can you make that claim?
Yeah, because all we have from him is a lifetime of hiring illegals himself. No,
we don't. We don't have him hiring illegals himself. We have an allegation that one subcontractor of a contractor or whatever, had some, I believe it was Polish immigrants working at one of his real estate projects.
He didn't even totally deny it. He said, "Well, whatever happened 30 years ago to Rubio in his response to Rubio." So if he were,
but Danny, come on, no, wait a minute. Now, to make the argument that Trump is going to backtrack on illegal immigration, I mean that has been the thing that launched his campaign.
But it's
that
just
would
words.
Be so bizarre if suddenly Trump became soft on illegal immigration. I don't find that plausible.
It's just words, Chris. I mean,
It's just words from Kasich. Kasich hasn't—he's been a governor and he's been a congressman, but there are lots of things he's talking about that he's never voted on. We don't have a voting record of Kasich on a host of issues that are in today's election. And Ted Cruz, he's talking about words too. Look, I acknowledge that you don't have a voting record, and that's part of the risk with an outsider candidate. But you've also got lots of words and promises about things that Kasich has never voted on and Cruz has never voted on.
Well, don't even. I would suggest you not even bring Kasich unless the RNC up and just name.
But the point is this. As presidential candidates, they're all three are making promises about things that they do not have a specific voting record on. So if your argument against Trump is, it's just words, we don't have a vote to measure it by, well, the same is true with regard to Cruz on many issues.
Well, Schumer is not somebody that if Schumer was doing what Trump told him to do in the Senate, and if Pelosi and on, when he first came out in his campaign, he was like,
he explained that as a businessman, he does what a lot of businessmen do, and that is they give to both sides. And it happens in Washington, it happens in New York, and it happens in Kansas.
But
and I'm not saying that I would do that if I were a businessman, but I'm saying that a lot of businessmen do that. And for better or worse, they give to both sides because they want whoever wins to view them favorably.
It suggests, though, that his values are not somebody that would really do things. I mean, he's just let me put it this way. If Schumer was doing exactly what he told him to do, or just anything close to it, that's his own words even. And the trade that he wants to have ethanol, he wants to keep that boondoggle going.
We're getting way off the topic now. But you actually think that Trump will not be tough on illegal immigration?
I didn't say. I don't think he'll affect it. I don't think he'll positively make a great effect on it.
But the president has immense power to control the prosecution of immigration crimes and to control the enforcement of our immigration laws by ICE.
But the Supreme Court itself is getting ready to probably vote against in favor of Eric, or you know, the administration's attack of.
Well, I think it's probably going to be a 4-4. We'll see. It's probably going to be a 4-4 split. The case will be heard tomorrow. That's the Obama illegal amnesty. And if it does split 4-4, then the Fifth Circuit decision striking down the second amnesty will stand.
Well,
but either way, Trump can, any president can walk in and eliminate that with a stroke of a pen. It was an executive order to begin with.
I just think you're projecting too much on Trump that you think that he'd be able to do.
I don't pretend to project anything on Trump, but I think it would be a reasonable assumption, since his whole campaign started with and has been largely based on stopping illegal immigration.
A claim.
That's probably something we can assume he will follow through on.
A claim.
Hey, Danny. Well, I got other callers waiting,
right,
and I appreciate you calling, as always. Let's go next to Scott in Northeast Kansas City. Hey, Scott, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Okay, I'm going to try to get through some bullet points here real quick.
Okay, got about 3 minutes. Go.
Okay, Steve Rose. You know, we've talked about him before, but I think you need to move past him, that you've got other fish that are trying to fry you.
Well, that's true, but I like to point out when Steve Rose just, you know, when he digs himself into these stupid holes with his articles, it's a useful little learning tool to show people how false an editorial can be.
Well, when he said, and I can't quote him verbatim, but he was critiquing the election results in Kansas when Rhinos and Democrats got bumped off. He said, well, why can't we have Democrats and moderate Republicans so we can have the beauty of compromise? Right then, and I'm not verbatim quoting him, but that was basically the gist of what he said.
Sure, yeah. Steve Rose loved Kansas under a coalition of Democrats and Rhinos. He despises conservatives, always has.
Yes, and I know at that moment I didn't take him any more seriously than I took Lyndon LaRouche when I listened to Lyndon LaRouche broadcasts on shortwave in the 1970s. The difference was LaRouche was amusing. Steve Rose is not. Anyhow, the next bullet point, which is related, is I've been getting unsweet tweets from Yale Yabba Dabba Doo Dah, from the Kansas City Star.
Another brilliant editorial writer, although I don't think he's as bad as Steve Rose. But anyway, go ahead.
And this week, Kansas City Week in Review was going to do a with their fair and balanced for liberal writer journalist staff or panel. We're going to do an attack on you, and they didn't get time to do it. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it, but I guess I'd better tune in next week so I can watch the fun.
So what I'm saying is we got bigger fish to fry. Certainly nobody's paying any attention to Hillary, that she wants to have a whole new bureaucracy called the Bureau of Immigrant Affairs, which she's going to go after you and your work.
I don't doubt that for a moment. The Obama administration, the Justice Department, has been standing in the way of me and my work, but that's just the way the Democrats play it. Our immigration laws are just a tool for their political ends. All right, Scott, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Folks, we'll be back in a few minutes on the Chris Kobach Show. It's 576-7710 to reach the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
We used to get together every week. She's been home from her last deployment for months now, and I haven't seen her once.
He's just been different since he got back from Iraq. One minute he's ready to go, and the next he doesn't want anyone around.
The nightmares are back and seem to be getting worse. Shouldn't he be sleeping better after all these years?
A lot of people don't understand what veterans go through during their service or when they come back, and that's okay.
But everyone can help.
You can make a difference in the life of a veteran.
You stood by us when we were in uniform, so stand by us now.
Like my brother did, and he wouldn't take no for an answer.
Like my wife did when she asked the right questions.
Like my friend did when she made the call.
Take a stand for those who served our country.
If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, the Confidential Veterans Crisis Line is here for you. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255.
CBS News Update. The earthquake chaos has to be unimaginable as the dust rises and the buildings shake and the world falls down around you, and maybe on top of you.
With the daylight, residents saw for the first time the full extent of the damage. Near the epicenter in the Pacific town of Pedernales, rescuers dug through crumbled concrete only to find lifeless bodies. The quake also claimed lives about 85 miles south in the coastal city of Manta, where today shaken residents surveyed the widespread damage.
CBS's Manuel Bojorquez. Ecuadorians don't want to go back inside if they have a home left to enter. Jan Gelfand at the International Red Cross.
We have all sorts of methods and means by which to provide people. And one of the things you want to do is rebuild an economy that's in shambles right now. And so if you give people cash to buy locally, then they're able to help rebuild that.
The 7.8 quake killed at least 246 people. CBS News Update, I'm Harley.
The KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Your forecast for the overnight, scattered showers and storms move into the area. We fall to 58 overnight. By Monday afternoon, 68 degrees will be the high with more scattered showers and storms. And then Tuesday, another chance for rain with a high of 72. And we'll take whatever rain we could get because we could use it. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Jesse Hawila.
The Greg Knapp Experience.
I want everybody in America to succeed. I want to help as many people as possible that I can reach become successes in their life. I want them to find their passion and purpose. I want them to enjoy what they do every day. I don't care what race you are. I don't care where you came from. I don't care where you live. I want to help you.
The Greg Knapp Experience. Weekday afternoons 4 till 6 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Sergeant Alberto Velasco faced an uncertain future after serving his country.
At the age of 27, I was involved in a motor vehicle accident. I have two kids and a wife to support, didn't know where to turn. I was going through a really bad phase in my life. Mentally and physically, I was just done. And I don't know where I would be without paralyzed veterans.
Winston Woodard III, Paralyzed Veterans of America.
My job as a service officer with the Paralyzed Veterans of America is to ensure these veterans have what they need to thrive and move forward with their lives. And we are there to assist, providing expertise with VA benefits, assistance, and advocacy.
They know everything there is about benefits. Paralyzed Veterans have helped me out from getting self-sufficient to getting me a new job. Paralyzed Veterans changed my life 1,000%.
Paralyzed Veterans of America serves hundreds and thousands of wounded veterans, and we're going to continue to be their partners for life.
Thank you, Paralyzed Veterans. Your support made me whole again.
Learn more at pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans America.
Hundreds of thousands of veterans have taken off their uniforms and put them away, carefully packed and safely stowed. But for some veterans, the uniform isn't so easily removed. The emotions experienced while serving continue to weigh on them. Life after service is different. Many veterans find transitioning difficult, and daily life is no longer as enjoyable as it once was. Some feel overwhelmed and lost. But that uncertainty doesn't take away from their strength and courage, nor does it take away from the sense of duty veterans carry with them. The transition from service is different for everyone. If you are a veteran going through a difficult time, or know one who is, the power of one person, one connection, one act of compassion can make a difference. For free 24/7 confidential support, call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1, or visit veteranscrisisline.net.
Talk to exchange thoughts or opinions in spoken word. 7 days a week, that's what we do at KCMO Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710. KCMO Talk Radio 710. And now 103.7 FM. He's the ACLU's worst nightmare because he knows the Constitution and fights to keep them from making confetti of it. He's Chris Kobach, and this is the Chris Kobach Show.
Welcome back to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710. We're talking about proof of citizenship when you register to vote, something that Kansas requires, as does Arizona, Georgia, and Alabama. And stay tuned, there may be more states soon that will be requiring proof of citizenship, because the problem of aliens voting is a real one. We have documented it extensively in Kansas and in Kansas City. Of course, we have the notorious case in 2010 of aliens voting, Somali nationals voting in the Rizzo versus Royster primary for the state legislature. The list goes on and on, but the left doesn't want to hear it. And of course, Steve Rose certainly doesn't want to hear it, writing his screed for the Kansas City Red Star. And that's what prompted this topic tonight. Let's go back to the phones. Next up, Edwin in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Edwin, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Hello, Chris. I'm a senior citizen, and I can't believe the hullabaloo they're making about this issue. I was picking strawberries for making some money in 1955, I got a job working in a bowling alley. I was a pin setter. My brother helped me get the job. But they required I had to have a identification, okay?
Yeah.
So my parents got my ID. I have had an ID ever since 1954, 1955, and served 28 and a half years in the Navy. And when I went aboard the ship, I had to pull out my ID card and show them that, even though the sailor on watch knew that he recognized me, who I was, whether I was when I came aboard as a seaman or when I came aboard as a chief petty officer. Mm-hmm. And whenever I go anyplace, if I forget to take my wallet, I got to go home and get my credentials, you know? And so, I don't see this issue why, they're making such a mess, such a fuss out of, having your ID. I think it's a requirement. It should be part of the citizenship. I mean, it should be part of the
living. And it should be a requirement in all 50 states. And, you know, yeah. I'm hoping that more states will follow Kansas' example. And I certainly hope Missouri will soon. Hopefully, if Missouri has a Republican governor who would sign such a bill, then we would, we could see it happen across the state line of Missouri. But, yeah, look, if you don't protect the vote and ensure that only citizens are voting, it's a recipe for allowing non-citizens to vote. And it's amazing how it's happening. We've seen it in Kansas. We've documented it. A lot of it happens accidentally. Aliens go to get their driver's license, and some nice lady behind the desk says, oh, would you like to register to vote? Because the lady behind the desk has forgotten that this person is not a U.S. citizen.
Right.
And the alien says, oh, I guess I can vote. Yeah, sure. Let me vote. And then when election time rolls around, because he's on the voter rolls, he starts getting all this mail from candidates imploring him to vote.
Yeah.
And so he goes ahead and votes. He may not even know he was breaking the law. But our system right now needs to have a filter in place at the front end to make sure aliens don't get on the rolls in the first place. That's why it's common sense.
Right. And, I mean, as an example, what if you had like a 16-year-old daughter and she wanted to go to a bar with her friends and all this kind of stuff, and so she don't have no ID? Well, the bar's not going to let her in. You got to have your ID. You got to have something to prove who you are and your age and all that kind of stuff, you know. And so that's my – I just want to shoot that off to you and let you know
right,
that I am backing you on that issue. I think it's a requirement that anybody past the age of whatever, I don't know. But
well, if you're old enough to vote, you ought to be able to prove your citizenship. And of course, it's not hard to do. In fact, probably if you're just turning 18, you're going to have a very high probability that your birth certificate was used to, when you registered for school, was used to get you involved in all kinds of activities. And never mind if you did lose your birth certificate and you're only 18 years of age, you can get a free one if you were born in the state of Kansas. So
right.
It's not that hard to do.
No. The one issue, though, that I would like to see happen, and I think there would get a lot more people voting, is instead of having to go to a place to vote, with the Internet being the way it is now, they ought to somehow work it out where you could vote online.
That's one issue where I will disagree with you, Edwin. The reason being that in some ways, low tech is better. And if we had online voting, which no state has gone to officially yet, although some states have been flirting with it, then you have the possibility of hackers actually, you know, somehow hacking into the election system and the tabulation of votes.
There has to be some sort of a secure system on that. I understand.
Well,
that.
And you know, and but even the most secure systems can be hacked or can be tampered with, if not, expressly
manipulated. The system we have now is basically being hacked.
Well, but at least that's right. Any system, even a low-tech system, can be tampered with if somebody is trying to steal an election, or if you've got somebody crooked on the inside. But at least with a low-tech system, we're creating a paper trail in the state of Kansas and many other states, and you can always have a recount, and you also you can be secure in the knowledge that when the votes are tabulated in a given county, nothing is being translated over the internet. It's being done by hand, and that's a way to ensure that the votes are secure. And that's the bottom line. That's what we're trying to do in Kansas, make sure that there aren't illegitimate votes cast, so that when it comes down to a narrow election where you have, a two-vote margin or a one-vote margin, everybody can be secure in the knowledge that, no illegitimate votes were cast, so we know that is the real result. Hey, Edwin, thanks for your service, too, by the way. Really appreciate your serving our country. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll continue talking about this issue of proof of citizenship and what the Kansas City Red Star has to say about it. 576-7710 is the number if you'd like to join the conversation. We have a little bit of time to get some people in. 576-7710 to reach the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Carson in the Morning.
We want to make it more stringent. We want to add some new dimensions to the screening process to make it more effective. The president said he's going to veto it. He says he's going to veto it.
This is the problem here. I think everybody's acting emotionally right now.
No, we're not.
You are too, Rob.
No, I'm not.
It's just unfettered emotion.
Yes, you are. Such a jerk. Now shut up, Dennis.
Dennis, stop it.
No, stay out of this.
Quit in this.
Idiot.
Everybody is emotional.
Boop.
Oh, no. Then a shot Rob with an imaginary finger gun.
Carson in the Morning, weekdays 6 till 10.
Hello, friends. I'm Ernie Rodina, your host of the Better Horses Radio Show, Sunday mornings at 9 on KCMO Talk Radio. Myself, along with my co-host, Don Dawson, will bring you the latest equine information on what is going on locally and nationally. You know, being born and raised in Kansas City and bringing Better Horses Radio home means an awful lot to me. So if you love horses and want to hear from some of the best in the industry, make sure you tune in on Sunday mornings at 9 to Better Horses Radio here on KCMO Talk Radio. It's unbelievable.
You may be one of the 1 in 26 Americans who will develop epilepsy in their lifetime. To help the millions of people who experience their first seizure each year and the physicians who care for them, the American Academy of Neurology and the American Epilepsy Society have released a new guideline on how to treat a first seizure. It shows there is strong evidence that for adults who have had a first seizure, the risk of another seizure is greatest within the first 2 years. The risk ranges from about a 1 in 5 chance to nearly a 1 in 2 chance. But the guideline also found that taking epilepsy drugs immediately after a first seizure may reduce the risk of having another seizure. If you have had a first seizure, it is important that you talk with your neurologist and have a meaningful conversation so that your individual circumstances, balance of risks and benefits, and personal preferences are understood and accounted for before starting any treatment. To learn more about epilepsy, visit AAN.com. That's AAN.com.
I love being a part of Action Team. It helps me help other people. It helps me feel good.
Being a part of a team always feels good. Go for it. Don't even hesitate.
For more than a decade, Major League Baseball players and Action Teams of high school students have been working together to train and inspire the next generation of volunteers.
Once you get there and realize how much you can change someone's life, it's one of the best feelings in the world.
Just that simple act that takes, 5 or 10 minutes of your time is making a difference and is transforming someone else's life.
All-star Giancarlo Stanton and Chris Capuano join Action Team captains to make a difference in their communities. And you can too.
Just try it. Just go to one event, one Action Team event.
If we all show up together, that's what it's all about. It's not just one person. It's a group. It's a team.
It's been incredibly rewarding for me. It'll just make you feel so good about yourself.
I'd do anything to convince you just to be a part of this.
For more information, go to actionteam.org.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, Listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Wounded Warrior Project provides these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So now it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Join us at findwwp.org.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Make sure to check out the podcast this weekend. We've got allegations of racial slurs from the stands of a local high school, a school superintendent that makes $400,000 and sleeps with the school's attorney, and of course, presidential candidate madness. Check it out. KCMOTalkRadio.com. Look for Carson in the morning.
Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710 with numbers 576-7710. If you're just joining us, we've been talking for the whole show, actually, about proof of citizenship when you register to vote. Seems to be the common consensus among most listeners to the Chris Kobach Show that this common sense solution makes sense, by definition, because we have so many aliens in the United States. Some intentionally get on our voter rolls, some unintentionally, but the cases are just so legion, so many of them, that it's amazing the left continues to pretend that it's not a problem. And we have presented in federal court in Kansas, just in one county alone, Sedgwick County, which is where Wichita is, 25 cases just in the past few years discovered of aliens already on our voter rolls or aliens who were successfully prevented from getting on our voter rolls by our proof of citizenship requirement. That's just the tip of the iceberg in one county. It represents about a sixth of the state of Kansas population-wise. You know, multiply that times six, you're talking 150 if you had the tip of the iceberg exposed everywhere. And who knows what the total number is. It's certainly in the multiple hundreds, maybe thousands, on the Kansas voter rolls. And we are doing everything we can in Kansas to keep our voter rolls clean, and I wish more states would do it. All right, but the thing that touched off this topic this week was Steve Rose's, once again, incredibly poorly written editorial in the Kansas City Red Star, basically, you know, claiming all sorts of false things. But the bottom line is Steve Rose, a liberal writer for the Star, doesn't like proof of citizenship, thinks it's a sinister plot by yours truly to stop the poor from voting. Well, gosh, if it were a sinister plot to stop the poor from voting, then why would we give away free birth certificates to those people who have lost or misplaced their birth certificate and were born in Kansas? And why would we do other things in our law to ensure that someone who is in that very rare situation where they don't have any document that proves citizenship, there's about a dozen that suffice, by the way, but someone who is in that very rare situation, that they too can provide other evidence to get their citizenship confirmed before the election and make sure they get on the voter rolls. But, you know, details aren't something that Steve Rose really cares that much about, and I guess they're just hoping you won't get the facts. But that's what we do here on the Chris Kobach Show. We give you the facts about this garbage that appears in the Red Star. Okay, next up is Brian in Kansas City. Hey, Brian, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Hey, Chris. I'm all for voter registration, and in fact, I think you should have to show your state's picture driver's license.
Do you know? Well, we do that in Kansas too. You have to show your photo ID. It doesn't have to be a driver's license. You have to show your photo ID on the voting day, but when you register, you also have to prove your citizenship in order to complete your registration.
Right. I registered. I live in Kansas City, Missouri, and I tried to vote on the. On the Missouri's primary.
Yeah.
And last month, about a month ago. And I registered online. And I didn't get my registration card in time. I just got it last week. But they made it really easy on me to get my registration card. I mean, I'm legal, of course, but, you know, I did it with my smartphone.
Yeah, you know, you can do that in Kansas, too. You can register to vote online. And, of course, in Kansas, you can still register online. It just means you have to prove your citizenship as well. And you can do that on, you can email in an image, a copy of your birth certificate. So it's, you can do it all from the couch at home if you want to.
Right. And this year, I'll be voting for Donald Trump. I've been on the Trump train ever since July. And I don't know anybody that's sane that wouldn't be.
Well, I can see the arguments. You know, I, too, am a Trump supporter. I think Cruz has been a very good senator. I can see the arguments for the other for Cruz. I can't see the arguments for anyone else. It's one of those two. But I, too, agree Trump would be a great candidate for president, and hopefully he'll get there. But, hey, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. I want to get to our remaining callers before the end of the show. Next up is Tanya from White City, Kansas, way out in Morris County. Hey, Tanya, welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm really happy that you've had the courage to stand up for voter registration because I feel it's very important. I retired after decades in a school system, and for my retirement, I had to go to get a proof of every time my name had changed. I was adopted. I had to get that paperwork and my birth certificate at the Bureau of Vital Statistics. And to make sure my pension was protected, they wanted to make sure I was who I was. So this ID protection is just not for voting. It's also whoever has ID protection has their ID. It's going to help protect their identity. So yeah, why would not want that?
That's exactly right, Tanya. And one of the previous callers kind of made a similar point. Look, whenever you're required to show a photo ID, usually it's for your own good. Like when you have to cash a check, when you're trying to cash a check or doing something in a banking transaction, that photo ID requirement ensures that other people are not posing as you and getting your money. Same thing with a credit card, you know, when someone wants to see a photo ID, you're being protected. And similarly, when it comes to voting, if we require a photo ID in Kansas, as we do, it's to protect you from someone else fraudulently impersonating you, and that's a crime, but sometimes the crime is not enough to deter people from taking away your vote.
Well, I just have one last question. Somewhere on my news sources, I heard that there is a photo ID required to enter the Democratic convention.
I have read that as well. As you can imagine, I've never attended the Democrat National Convention, but I believe that is the case. And, you know, anytime you have a secure environment where you might have a presidential candidate speaking or a president himself, they do oftentimes require photo ID. And I believe that was correct. In the Democrat convention of 2012, they required photo ID. But at the same time, Democrats claim that photo ID is inherently racist. But, hey, who cares about consistency if you're a Democrat?
Right. Well, thanks, Chris, for all the work you've done. And if there's anything we can do, please put it on your website and let us know.
Okay. Well, thanks, Tanya. I'm just curious, out in White City, Kansas, you're a good distance from the KC area. Are you listening on the internet? Oh, well, we lost her. I'm guessing she probably does. The KCMO signal is strong in some directions, but I'm guessing it's not quite that strong. All right. And next up, Craig in Prairie Village. Hey, Craig, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Voting's for United States citizens. Illegals and aliens need not apply. What we need to do is get a super PAC with wordsmiths and verbalize that in many different ways. I'm almost positive I told this story before, but when I was 16, I had to show my birth certificate. They didn't take your parents' word of mouth, you know. So in the state of Kansas, I had to show my birth certificate. Moved to Utah, had to show my birth certificate. Moved back to Kansas, had to show my birth certificate. I think all 50 states at one time required that. And if you did not have an American birth certificate, you had to show a passport or that you'd entered the country.
Are you talking about for registering to vote, or are you talking about for other purposes?
No, I'm talking for driver's license.
For driver's licenses, yeah.
So your driver's license, actually, when you went to vote, they would accept it because they knew everybody was showing their birth certificate.
The reason driver's license bureaus do that is they know that the driver's license is the number one breeder document. When the 9/11 terrorists came to the United States, what did they get to try to ease their transit around the country? They got fake driver's licenses, and that's why our DMVs are so careful these days to make sure that they're not handing out a driver's license to someone whose identity is a fake identity.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is that one time in America, when you got your driver's license, you only could get it with the U.S. You could get another driver's
license. With
a
birth certificate.
With a birth certificate. But if you didn't have an American birth certificate, you got a driver's license saying alien on it, I believe is how the states. So if a policeman pulled you over, he didn't even think about whether you're a citizen or not, but you would see that alien on it, and he would know that maybe you're on a visa, a work permit. Yeah, you know, there's. What I'm saying is today the driver's license does not guarantee that you are an American citizen.
That is true.
And that's sad because I went down to had to renew my driver's license, asked me if I wanted to register to vote. I said, I'm already registered to vote. And I said, but would you need my birth certificate? And she says, not now. You know, so I'm just saying, and that's just in the last 3 or 4 weeks. So,
that's probably because you were grandfathered in. When we put the Kansas Proof of Citizenship law in place, we drafted the law so that people who are already registered to vote in Kansas don't have to show their birth certificate. But all new registrants starting on January 1st, 2013 had to show their birth certificate or had to prove citizenship one way or the other. Could be a birth certificate.
Yeah, without a doubt, you should have to. I mean, it's not that inconvenient. And if you really want to believe in the American Constitution and everything, if it is a little inconvenient, so what? I would be proud to be inconvenienced to only have legals vote, you know, American citizens vote.
Well, you're agreeing with something, basically the same thing that Justice John Paul Stevens said, you know, no conservative on the court. But when he wrote the decision for the U.S. Supreme Court in the case of Marion County versus Crawford in 2008, that was the Indiana the Indiana photo ID law. He said basically the same thing. He said if you have to go to the county office to get your free photo ID in order to vote, that minimal inconvenience does not mean you are disenfranchised. That minimal inconvenience does not take away your constitutional rights. It's part of the way we can protect the election franchise, protect the election system against fraud. And that was a liberal Supreme Court justice who wrote that. So you're in good company.
Yeah, how about this? You stand in line and you hear people speaking foreign languages. They can't even read the voter deal. And then some states and counties in Spanish or other, you know, 15 foreign languages have the ballot.
Thank you, federal government. That's a federal requirement, which affects a few counties in Kansas as well, not in the Kansas City area. But, yeah, thank you, federal government, for that requirement as well. All right, but we are out of time to talk about it. Thanks for the call, Craig. I appreciate it. Folks, if you want to read more about voter fraud, go to my website. Sorry, not my website, my Facebook page. The Chris Kobach Facebook page got an interesting article from the Heritage Foundation up about multiple cases of voter fraud in other states, not just Kansas. All right, folks, you've been listening to The Chris Kobach Show on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms subject to change. NMLS 6606 Equal Housing Lender. Call 888-369-6455 for licensing information.
Home values are up. Interest rates are down. This is Rick Arviello, CEO of New American Funding, and I'm here to tell you, with 30-year interest rates and APRs back down into the threes, this is the perfect time if you need cash out for any reason. A cash out loan from New American Funding may just be the lowest cost cash you'll find. And if you're currently paying a higher rate, you might even find your payment go down after we get you the cash. It happens all the time. Don't wait. A quick 10-minute call is all it'll take. A knowledgeable New American Funding agent is standing by right now. Look, either we can save you money or we can't. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to find out? Call us today.
Call New American Funding today at 800-963-4933. That's 800-963-4933. 800-963-4933. Or visit newamericanfunding.com today.
KCMO Kansas City is Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710, and CBS Radio News.